Jim and Hokie counting down to the 78th annual NFL Draft. Rick Reiprich, the director of college scouting, is our guest in the next segment. And Hokie has been lying in the weeds waiting to grill you, Rick. So I hope you're ready. Hokie, take it away.
Already, I've been coming up.
Just a minute. Before we go any further, I got to thank Jim. It's been 8 years now they've been here. Finally, he's got it straight last year. He said Reiprich. I like it.
Well, but you know, he didn't spend all those different hours with you in the study rooms at the different universities when they used to put you in closets. Remember the old projectors we had to carry in ourselves, and that's where you got the shoulder.
About the shoulder, that's where it all started. Carrying the projector up and down.
Yeah, I mean those were the tough days, Jim. You know, I mean it's kind of like, we had to walk into those universities barefooted and, you know, in the snow, uphill both ways, all that good stuff.
I tell the scouts in our meetings, I said, you guys got it made now. I said, you walk into school, screen TV to look at, you got high-definition film. I said, I remember the days you had to carry your own projector, take that little film splicer with you. If you tore the film up, you'd be taping it together.
Putting
it on the wall on a bed sheet. If you had a bed sheet or flip that big college schedule over on a white wall.
You had to be half-minute to go in there and watch tape. Yeah,
absolutely.
Look, they got the GPSs and all that kind of stuff, the finals schools.
Phones. You have to pull over aside, but use a payphone.
Yeah, so, let's get down to business
let's do it.
All right, who are you taking? Because I've been asked that question all week long, and, of course, all the Pacific, they know who the Saints should take, so I'm going right to the source and go right to you.
Well, I'll give you the pat answer. We'll take the best player available on the board at the time.
Okay, you and I were kind of talking there just a minute ago. I mean, I think it's well documented. The Saints need a pass rusher. They need somebody who can be a playmaker, all that defensively. To me, there's three guys that I really like. One of them's right up the road, Barkevious Mingo, and then you got the two guys from Georgia. But yet, when you sit down and break it all down with those guys, you know, Barkevious Mingo, how does he transfer from being a guy with his hand down to standing up? One guy's got injuries. The other guy's got off-field problems. You run into all this kind of stuff, and it's not so simple as to say, well, all you got to do is stand Barkevious Mingo up, or all of a sudden this guy's going to change his attitude because he's in the NFL now. Oh, he'll never get hurt again because he's in the NFL. But those are three guys right there that, I think would have to be in your bullpen.
Yeah, they're really three excellent football players. You're right. They have, each one of them has their own specific way of playing the game, and you bring that up into discussions when you're evaluating the players. You also do the character stuff, as you pointed out. But each one of them has a specific thing that they do well that we like. And those are three names that we've extensively looked at in the draft process and studying those guys.
And the thing that I get, because he is just right up the road with Barkevious Mingo, you know, he's played his entire career here in the state, and people would like to see him continue to do that, is that, to me, you get that, well, look at the production. He just doesn't have the numbers, and it always bothered me a little bit when a guy had all these great numbers and the athletic ability, and everybody talks about an upside and everything else, but where does it show up on paper? That's a little disappointing.
Well, you could say that, but then you look at the position he played over at LSU, and he's had his hand down playing against some pretty darn good players in the SEC, those right tackles and left tackles that he's gone against. He's had production over the years as a pass rusher, and we think that that's what his best suit would be coming into the league. Obviously, he's long, he's big, he can run, he's athletic. We consider him a rare athlete for the position. The reason he doesn't have production that people see all the time is offenses do things to some of those good players that take you out of the picture a lot of times, and it's not always showing up on the stat sheet what you're actually doing. If you're occupying two people, someone else is going to make the play.
Sounds like this draft is pretty solid in the mid-rounds, really across the board. Sometimes I can remember back there were years when I was scouting, you just couldn't find an interior defensive lineman. You can hear Coach Moore saying, hey, we got to have a big guy on defense. Coach, he's not there. Those players are not there. You were going out there. There's another John Randall for you right there, but you don't know that he can come in here and play to the level of John Randall, but he's going to be 6 foot, 270 pounds. But now it seems like you're getting a lot more depth at that, and that kind of seems to be this year's draft, a lot of quality in the middle.
You and I go back to a time when you couldn't find 300-pound players.
That's true, too.
When you found a 300-pounder, he was one in 1,000. You didn't have him running around like you do today. It's a big difference in looking at those players, so I think what's evolved is the bigger players playing inside, and we can always find guys. You know, we found the kid last year in coming out of Canada, Hicks, that we brought in here. And here's a guy that's 325 pounds. When you look at him, you said, gosh, he don't look like he's that heavy. But you put him on a scale, and all of a sudden, you can find those guys nowadays. So it's a little bit easier finding them. What you try and find do in the evaluation process, does he fit the scheme that you're doing? And obviously we're going to a different scheme this year, so we had to alter our evaluation a little bit of the players. So, you know, I think those players are there. It's just a matter of how they fit into your scheme.
And I guess when you're saying alter the evaluation of the players, that when you're there looking at them in September, October, and November, you're looking at guys who fits our 4-3 scheme and all this kind of stuff, and then all of a sudden when the season's over with, you switch and you go, okay, we got to – it's not that you've got to study more tape. You just kind of have to shuffle things around.
Absolutely, and Mingo's a prime example of that. You know, here's a guy that played with his hand down most of the time in college, and now we're going to take and say he's going to be a guy that can stand up and play in a two-point and rush the passer for us.
And a lot of times that doesn't necessarily – it sounds easy to do, but I've seen a lot of guys, you know, it looks like a turtle on his back, you know, trying to go drop into pass coverage because he's never done it.
That's right. It's a different look because from down here looking in at the ball this way and then standing up and seeing all this stuff, then it's a little different story. But you're right, it's a different look for those guys.
2 days ago, Mickey was talking about this organization has had very few off-the-field problems with its players and how much you value character. I wonder how much you downgraded Tyrann Mathieu because of what's happened to him in the off-the-field problems.
Well, Jim, I think you keep that in consideration when you evaluate the player. If he's old, if he's a good enough player that he fits into your scheme, you do a little bit more work on him. And, you know, this kid obviously is a solid football player, is very productive. Has his hands on the ball a lot as a defensive back, and you know you take that into consideration. And again, does he fit your scheme? Where will he fit? And obviously, you do a little bit more background work, and will he be able to handle playing in the city?
Director of College Scouting Rick Reiprich has been our guest. Always thankful of having a visit with Rick at this time of the year, and we'll be back with more Saints draft preview right after this timeout on WWL.